Now this is a dictation for Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, September 24, 47. Address as a letter to Dr. Justice J-U-S-T-I-C-E Luttrell, L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L, 352-8451. Dear Dr. Luttrell, follow up for Mrs. Moore, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, elevated calcium and PTH. Last visit September. She's been in the hospital a number of times. Cellulitis, lower extremity edema. This was at Reed City, R-E-E-D. Another opportunity for urinary tract infection, and then transfer to rehabilitation nursing home. All this in Greenville. She uses a walker, morbid obesity, chronic dyspnea, supposed to do salt fluid restriction. She takes care of herself, lives alone, denies vomiting, dysphagia, frequent constipation, sometimes diarrhea, no bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood. No purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, frequent nose bleeding, no other sources of bleeding, chronic orthopnea, no sleep apnea, CPAP machine, prior severe intertrigo, topical treatment, other review system negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight lisinopril, verapamil, amiloride. She is not on diuretics. And prior beta blockers, metoprolol was discontinued. Anticoagulated with Eliquis, diabetes management, no insulin, no cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph today, blood pressure 136/70 on the right-sided, weight 328, 66 inches tall, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no consolidation pleural effusion, no abdominal tenderness, bilateral lower extremity edema and stasis, no ulcers, normal speech, no growth focal deficit, uses a walker. Next paragraph, chemistry is in March, creatinine 1.1, which is baseline, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, elevated calcium, which is chronic 10.8, low phosphorus at 2.9, mal anemia to normal, normal white blood cell and platelets. Prior elevated PTH close to 100 with normal vitamin D. Good control of diabetes, A1C below 7. Prior BNP in the low normal. Prior documented question a parathyroid adenoma on nuclear medicine scan. Was evaluated by endocrinology and given that the urine calcium was not elevated, no further testing were done. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Elevated calcium and PTH with nuclear medicine abnormalities for localized adenoma. clinically stable, not symptomatic, no nephrosclerosis or active kidney stones. Continue to monitor. As indicated before, no elevated calcium in the urine. Behavior, however, is more for true elevated primary hyperparathyroidism given the low phosphorus. One more time, because of no symptoms, we will monitor and will not pursue any invasive procedures. Kidney function remains stable. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Continued diabetes management. She has morbid obesity and chronic dyspnea. Recent dose UTI and cellulitis treatment. Will follow over time. End of dictation.